Welcome to lesson 15 in our study of the book of Revelation as a part of the prophecy series. Today we're going to be continuing on looking at the seal judgments, the final seal, and we're going to be focusing in on chapter 8. And if you remember, two lessons ago we looked at the opening of the first six seals. But then when we got to chapter 7, there was a pause where we looked at two different groups of people in the midst of the tribulation. So we saw the Jews who were sealed, as well as the tribulational martyrs. So today, we're going to continue on with that seventh seal. So we're going to be looking at Revelation chapter 8, verses 1 through 12, the seventh seal and the seven trumpets. The seventh seal and the seven trumpets. Now, we're going to see several things here that are going to be quite amazing that kind of tell you some things about what's going to be happening in the future. So let's, first of all, when we begin our study today, we're going to look in the first part, which is Revelation chapter 8, verse 1, the opening of the seventh seal. So we're going to take a look at this final seal that's open. So I want you to notice with me what the text says in verse 1. When the Lamb opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. So it's very interesting. When this happens, we're going to see several things here. The seal is opened, but here's what I want you to notice. When the seventh seal is opened, there was silence in heaven for 30 minutes. So basically, remember, we're at the scene of the throne of God, where you have the four living creatures, where you have the 24 elders and a multitude of angels, and they're all praising God and giving him glory, continually praising him. Well, when the seventh seal is opened, the text tells us that there is silence in heaven for 30 minutes. Now, you might be wondering, why is there silence? Well, the seventh seal contains the seven trumpets. So what we're going to see now is that the seventh seal reveals seven more judgments. The seventh seal is a judgment, and the judgment is another seven judgments, and they're called the trumpet judgments. So that brings us now to the second part of what we're looking at here, the seven angels and the seven trumpets, which we find in chapter 8, verse 2. So let's take a look at the text and notice what it says. Here's what John records. Then I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and seven trumpets were given to them. So what's going on here, George? Well, John sees seven angels who were given seven trumpets. Now, just like with the seal judgments, those were the seals on the scroll. With each seal that is broken, you see there was a judgment. Now, with the seventh seal, we see that that judgment is this revelation of these seven trumpets that are given to these seven angels. Now, just to continue on with what's happening around this time, I want you to notice with me chapter 8, verses 3 through 5, the golden censer. Now, if you understand what a censer is like a bowl, okay? It's like a metal bowl, but here it's a gold bowl. So I want you to notice what verse 3 says. Another angel came and stood at the altar with a golden censer, and he was given much incense to offer with the prayers of all the saints on the golden altar before the throne. And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints rose before God from the hand of the angel. Then the angel took the censer and filled it with fire from the altar and threw it on the earth. And there were peals of thunder, rumblings, flashes of lightning, and an earthquake. All right, so let's take a look. We're going to look at this golden censer in verses 3 through 5. I'm going to break it up into several sections here. So first of all, I want you to notice in the first part of verse 3, the angel with the censer. So what we're going to see here is okay, we've seen seven angels that are given seven trumpets. Now John sees another angel who stands before the altar with a golden censer, or shall I say a bowl, okay, a golden bowl. Now, what is this angel doing? Well, that's going to bring us now to chapter 3, the second part, which we see the offering of the prayers. The offering of the prayers. Now, what do you mean, George? Well, the angel was given incense to offer with the prayers of the saints. So the censer would be some way to offer incense, but it would be also a way to offer the prayers of the saints before the altar. Now, this is pretty significant. I want you to follow along with this, because when we talk about the prayers of the saints, I want you to think about who that is, okay? So notice with me now, when we get to verse 4, the offering before God. So here's what I want you to notice. The angel offers the incense and prayers before God. The angel offers incense and the prayers of the saints before God. Now, that brings up a significant point that you and I need to consider. Because here's the thing. As believers, we are constantly praying. Constantly. And you say, well, I don't pray 24/7, George. No, no. But if you think about all the prayers of all believers for the last 2,000 years, the prayers of the saints, those, according to this passage, are being offered up to God as an offering, a sweet-smelling offering with the incense on the altar before the Lord. That's what this passage is talking about, as our prayers come before Him. And sometimes you and I wonder if He listens. Isn't that interesting? But our prayers are offered before Him like an offering. So that brings us now to verse 5, where we see the censer is thrown to the earth. So here's what I want you to notice. The angel throws the censer filled with fire to the earth. Now, where's this fire coming from? Well, the text tells you this fire from the altar. And he fills the censer, and then he throws it onto the earth. Now, what, of course, happens then, of course, is there's rumblings and thunders, and it affects, in many ways, the things that are happening on the earth at the time, which we see are what? Flashes of lightning and an earthquake. So again, it has an effect on the earth. Now, that's going to bring us to Revelation chapter 8, verses 6 through 7, where we're going to start looking at the trumpets. Now remember, with the seals we looked, and there were seven seal judgments. Now we're going to look at this additional seven judgments, which was part of the seventh seal, and we're going to start with the first trumpet. So here's what I want you to notice. Look with me at what verse 6 says. Now, the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared to blow them. The first angel blew his trumpet, and there followed hail and fire mixed with blood. And these were thrown upon the earth, and a third of the earth was burned up, and a third of the trees were burned up, and all green grass was burned up. Now, let's take a look. Let's take it in a couple of verses here. Let's start with verse 6. The angels prepare themselves. So what we're going to see here is they're getting themselves ready. They're getting ready to execute the judgments that have been given to them. So here's what I want you to notice. The seven angels prepare to blow their trumpets. They're ready to blow their trumpets. Well, okay, so that brings us to verse 7, where we see the first trumpet sounded. So here is the blast of the first trumpet and what happens as a result of it. First of all, I want you to notice when we look at this in verse 7, the trumpet's effect. So here's what I want you to notice. Here's what happens when that first trumpet is sounded. With the first trumpet, hail and fire fell upon the earth. Now, I think all of us understand hail. We occasionally have times where we notice, especially during the summer, that hail falls from the sky, and it is typically ice, like chunks of ice, whether very small or golf ball size, and that is something we understand. Now, none of us have ever seen hail fall that is cold with fire upon the earth. But this is what's happening with this first trumpet judgment. Now, of course, that's going to bring us to the second part we need to see here in verse 7, which is the result. Of course, when you have that kind of thing happening, where you have hail and fire falling on the earth, obviously there's going to be some sort of result or damage that takes place. So the hail and fire destroy a third of all plant life on the earth. Okay, I want you to think about that. If you divide the entire world, the globe, in three sections, then a third of that is destroyed. A third of all plant life on the earth is destroyed by this first judgment, this first trumpet. Amazing. Well, it doesn't end there. Now we come to chapter 8, verses 8 through 9, and we see